Good afternoon. Today we're speaking with a clinician who is working in the HIV field. So hopefully, Vanessa, you'd like to introduce yourself and tell us about your role.
Great. Oh, hi, Abel. So my name is Vanessa Appiah, and I'm a consultant in sexual health and HIV, and I work at Barts Health NHS Trust. And within the HIV field, in our clinic, I lead on the loss to follow-up service. So it's supporting those patients that have become disengaged from care to help them stay in care and stay on treatment.
Oh, thanks, Vanessa. So if you'd like to tell us about a person that's touched your heart when we're thinking about black people living with HIV.
I think it's hard to pick out one, but what I will say is that there's a common theme that I see that really touches my heart, and I think it's that experience of people living two lives. So they will come into clinic and open up to you and talk to you about their anxieties and concerns when it comes to HIV and their wider life. But then as soon as they leave the clinic, they haven't told anyone else about their diagnosis. And they are so concerned and frightened that anyone in the community will find out. So they kind of live in this other world where the word HIV is never mentioned. So I think it's when I see people like that, and it just doesn't have to be those from black communities, but I do see a lot of people from black communities living that dual life. And that's the thing that really touches my heart, because you just want it to change.
In your experience, what are the biggest challenges for black people living with HIV?
So I think for any individual, when you're thinking about their lived experience of anything, depending on their life, a number of different things come into play. So if you were looking at a woman who is a migrant, who has a large family that has quite, you know, limited funds, etc., all those different things will come together to really shape what her life experience will be. And that's related to the concept of intersectionality. So it's when your age, gender, whether your ability or disability, how all those come into play. And I think when we look particularly at black people living with HIV, you add the dimensions of race and then you add the dimensions of HIV. And particularly for race, race comes with a number of layers of discrimination with that. And I think you can't get away from recognizing the impact of structural racism that really determines how a black person living in the UK, what being a black person does to your life experience. And there are a number of structural inequalities that are at play that will impact someone's access to healthcare, their perception of healthcare, and how they will interact or acknowledge their diagnosis. All of those will be wrapped up in how they've been made to feel or feel they're not valued within society. So that all comes to play. And then you add the layer of HIV, and HIV itself is a diagnosis that comes with significant stigma. And so you add the layer of stigma, you add the layer of being a black person living in society that is unequal, and then you add your gender, your ability, whether you're a migrant, your socioeconomic status, all of that comes into play. And I think that for a black person living with HIV, all those levels of discrimination really affect how they live and how and their quality of life.
Thanks, Vanessa. And finally, if you could make one change that would help us get to zero in the black community, what would that be?
I think for me, it would be eradicating stigma. and that's no mean feat. But I think that when I've just talked about all these different intersections that can affect a certain person's lived experience, but when I look at it, at the root of it, the thing that really determines how someone can feel about themselves, how they may engage in care, stigma is really at the root of it. So meaning that that can be external stigma. So that can be that someone prejudges you and treats you differently because of your diagnosis. That could be a family member, a community member, a healthcare professional. And then that then changes how you feel about yourself and HIV. And in the same way, you can have internalized stigma. So your even prejudged views about HIV can impact how you think about yourself. And so what I see quite a lot is that stigma really resulting in quite really affecting people's quality of life. So what I'd like to see is stigma eradicated both internally and externally.
Thanks, Vanessa. Yes, very, very passionate about this subject, I can see. And thanks for sharing your thoughts and views with us.
Thank you
very much. I'm Valerie Solomon. I'm from London Councils, which is obviously one of the statutory organisations that make up the membership of Fast Track Cities London. If you look at our website, Fast Track Cities, I'm sure you'll get to see some of the activities that are taking place this month around Black History Month. So check it out. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for having me.